Hello, hello, welcome. This is the Matthew Rayburn Show. I'm Matthew Rayburn, and the camera angle's messed up. Welcome. It's live and raw here on the Matthew Rayburn Show. Yes, I record my show raw. Why? I have faith in myself, I have faith in God, and I have faith in my audience. I love you. Let's begin the show. Guys, how was your week? Let me know. Comment down below. So I found this shirt in my closet, and I'm quite excited about it. Why? Well, because my dad got it for me, and it was one of those experiences where your parents get you something and you didn't think you'd like it, and then you put it on your body, and then you know that your dad knows your look, your style, your future outlook on being. What do you mean? Well, he didn't buy me something childish. He didn't buy me something, that was, for children. It does look like a dad's shirt. I thoroughly enjoy purple. It's a purple plaid shirt. If you're listening to the Matthew Rayburn Show podcast on anchor.fm, I will be sharing it throughout the interwebs. Right now, I am currently live on Facebook. Comment down below. I'll be posting this later to YouTube and Rumble. Let's begin the show! Word of the day. You got to use your words or you're going to lose your words. Matt, what do you mean by that? Expand your vocabulary. Expand your mind. Expand your understanding of the language that you speak so that you sound intelligible, so that you know what you're talking about, so that you can use words like milieu. Milieu is the word of the day. It's a noun. Matt, how do you spell milieu? M-I-L-I-E-U. It's spelled French because it's a French word that we've adopted here in English. Milieu is a noun that means the physical or social setting in which something occurs or develops. The word is synonymous with environment. Anytime you want to say the word environment, you can use the word milieu. Matt, let's use milieu in a sentence. The quiet suburban neighborhood provides the perfect milieu for raising a family. The current milieu in Ukraine is intense. It's dangerous. It's sad. Who would actually, I don't understand what's going on in Putin's mind because I'm not insane. I'm not a dictator, so I wouldn't know. Ha ha ha. I'm an American who believes in individualism. I'm an American who believes in God. I know where my rights come from. They come from God. They don't come from man. They don't come from a flag. They don't come from a certain soil. My rights come from God. Pray for your brothers in Christ in Ukraine. Pray for those that aren't your brothers in Christ in Ukraine. Pray for Ukraine. Pray against the actions of Putin. Let's stop this situation. I don't necessarily want to have American boots on the ground. We're not contractually obligated to intervene with the crazy milieu going on in Ukraine. Milieu is the word of the day. Once again, it's spelled M-I-L-I-E-U, milieu. National Day. You got to celebrate life, and it's easy to do so when you go to nationaldaycalendar.com. March 6th, 2022, it's National Oreo Cookie Day. Do you enjoy Oreos? I thoroughly enjoy Oreos. National Oreo Cookie Day is observed today by having a glass of milk handy with your Oreo cookies. This day is recognized across the nation each year on March 6th. Do you enjoy Oreos? It's a misnomer that it's vegan. I guess there are literal vegan and gluten-free Oreos that they do produce and make, but they're not halal, they're not kosher, they're not vegan, they are chemically based, they're delicious. Wink! National Oreo Cookie Day. Ironically, it's also National Dentist Day. Don't you love dentists? Don't you love great teeth? There are certain people that don't care about their teeth. I don't understand those people. I care about my teeth. National Dentist Day on March 6th sets aside a day each year for us to say thank you to the person who keeps our pearly whites in tip-top order for the... What? It's saying, like, have a checkup every 6 months. I guess I haven't had one this year yet, but it's not the sixth month in the year, so I guess I'm still on track. Wink! Go to nationaldaycalendar.com and read more about National Dentist Day. Dental health is very important. Your mouth is the gateway to your body. That's kind of a given, but other people forget about that. They don't take care of their teeth. You need to do so because you have a much happier existence when you take care of your teeth, and your local dentist can help you do so. Finisher's Medal Day. Finisher's Medal Day on the first Sunday in March recognizes the long hours, days, weeks, and even months of training thousands of men and women do across the country, and all that effort has been put into achieve their goals of completing a race. Now, there are many cities that have fun events that involve a marathon of sorts, a triathlon of sorts. I've never ran in one. I had a friend that ran in one that I didn't think was going to be able to, and he did. He grew a long beard, and he did it. He finished. He didn't win the race, no, but he finished. It was incredible. He was out of shape before he started training. He started training, got in the best shape of his life, and then, you know, finished the race. Quite proud of him still to this day. It's National Dress Day. Do you own a dress? I don't own a dress, but I want to date ladies that wear dresses. On March 6th, observe National Dress Day by reflecting on memorable events when we recall our dearest memories, when those ladies, and some gentlemen, I guess, wink, wear dresses to their favorite special occasion. While you're wearing a dress, you could eat some frozen food. It's National Frozen Food Day. National Frozen Food Day recognizes the preservation feat and the of the preservation. Oh, I see. Preservation feat. I meant, did you read this before you started recording? I did. I don't know why I made a mistake. Freezing fruits, vegetables, and meats, and sometimes in combinations of meals, to support and uphold modern life. You keep the nutrients mostly when you flash freeze food. It gives a historical account of the Bird's Eye Company. Mr. Bird's Eye was the one who created the first patent for frozen foods, and then later Swanson marketed it with, quote, TV dinners, which you would eat these TV dinners in front of the TV. National Frozen Food Day. A frozen food that's quite delicious is white chocolate cheesecake. It's also National White Chocolate Cheesecake Day. Are you as excited as I am? Well, you better be, because it's the Matthew Rayburn Show, and we celebrate life. Go to nationaldaycalendar.com and learn about the national days. That was National Day, guys. Live life to the fullest. Weird news. I love weird things, and I love life, and together it creates one of my favorite segments of the Matthew Rayburn Show, Weird News. Headline: jogger stumbles upon bizarre alien creature on sidewalk in Australia. The images of this creature are quite alien. It looks like something from the movie Alien. It is gross looking. You could say it's squid-like. I see an eyeball. I see it. I think that's a tentacle. It also looks like a spleen. But don't let it wink at you, because that would be even weirder. Weird news. Let's read the article, Matt. Okay. An Australian jogger in Sydney suburb was left scratching his head when he stumbled upon a truly bizarre creature that has even left wildlife experts stumped. The very weird find was reportedly made this past Monday morning in the community of Merrickville. That's not weird. Let's continue reading weird news. When Harry Hayes went for a run following several days of significant rain that had caused flooding in the area, the normally routine bit of exercise took a baffling turn when he looked down at the point during the jog and saw an incredibly strange creature on the pavement at his feet. Understandably, quite curious about, which you got to remain curious. That's the theme of this episode. We're going to preach about in a later segment. Understandably, quite curious about what the oddity might be, the young man stooped down and started to film the puzzling discovery and even poked it with a stick, though that did not seem to have any effect on the oddity, which he said had measured around a half inch long. After posting the video of the critter on social media, Hayes' footage quickly went viral, with astounded viewers offering a variety of theories as to what nature and peculiarities that he found. Among the suggestions put forward by observers is that Hayes had come across the embryo of an organ of a yet-to-be-identified animal, or perhaps that the oddity might have been merely an alien-looking rock. That is not a rock. Rocks are hard. That is shiny and gooey. Okay, that's not a rock. Remarkably, a biologist who saw the young man's footage said that she had shared it with several colleagues, that they were equally stumped by the strange specimen. For his part, Hayes mused that my gut says it's some kind of embryo, but, quote, with COVID, World War III, and the floods, he couldn't quite rule out the possibility that the creature came from out of this world, end quote. Really cool, interesting, fascinating, and weird. With that in mind, what's your best guess? Comment down below. I'll put this link in the posting of the Matthew Rayburn Show. Weird news. No, really, it looks weird. It probably smells weird. It looked weird when he poked it. It almost looks like it has like an elbow or some kind of, I don't know, it's weird and gross looking. Weird news. Let's read the verse of the day. It's always a good read the Bible. It's always a good idea to read the Bible. Today's, it's a proverb. It's, today's verse comes from Proverbs 18:15. Quote, "The heart of the prudent getteth knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeketh knowledge." Knowledge is power. You want to remain curious. You want to remain thoughtful about your happenings, your doings, what goes on in your life, how you're affecting others. You want to know what you just want to be curious about that. You want to know your more about the relationship that you have with God, your relationship that you have with man. Read the Bible. It's quite insightful, specifically Proverbs. It's quick, simple bites of great knowledge, great wisdom. This particular verse speaks upon seeking knowledge, speaking truth, knowing who your God is, and once again, knowing who your fellow man is. Let's read it once again. Proverbs 18:15. "The heart of the prudent getteth knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeketh knowledge." So what would be the opposite of that? Those that are not intelligent, those that are not mindful of seeking knowledge, won't be knowledgeable. That's kind of understanding. It's kind of simple to say, but poignant at that. The ear of the wise seeketh knowledge. So the ear of the fool does not seeketh knowledge. So would you say that it's foolish not to seek knowledge? Yes. When you read a verse backwards, forwards, and take it apart, the wisdom builds. The strength of the word of God builds. Verse of the day. You've got to remain curious. It's quite important that you do. If you want to live life to the fullest, which I assume you do, that's why you're watching the Matthew Redmond Show, because we're on a continual state of betterment and we're a positive force for good. And if you're curious on what to know about more about that, comment down below. It's great to stay curious. It's so needed to stay curious, because if you don't, you become stagnant, boring, and dated. And no one wants to be around that. It's kind of part of the problem, not part of the solution. You want to become better, and you want to know new ways, better ways to do so. It's quite beautiful having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Comment down below if you don't know what I'm talking about. But I mean to say that because I know truth. I know that God loves me. I know that God loves you. I know that God loves us all. I know that He wants us to benefit from the lives that we're living. He gave you a gift. He gave you life, which is a gift. He gave you the ability to see, to hear, to taste, to be. Whether you can't do any of those things, you can still find love, kindness, and truth. Those things shouldn't stop you from being curious. I found a intellectual study from Anderson University, and it's an essay and some bullet points, and I've broken it down into some simple bite-sized information that I'll be reading now. A quote from Albert Einstein: "The important thing is to not stop questioning. Never lose holy curiosity." It's real. You got to remain curious if you want to remain intelligent. You got to remain curious if you want to remain relevant. You got to remain curious if you want to live life to the fullest. Let's begin. Point one, it makes your mind active instead of passive. Curious people always ask questions and search for answers. Their minds are always active, since the mind is like a muscle which becomes stronger through continual exercise. The mental exercise caused by curiosity makes your mind stronger and stronger. Do you want a weak mind? No, you don't. Remain curious. Point two, it makes your mind observant of new ideas. Other people are wiser than you are. Other people are more foolish than you are. Yet wisdom can be found in certain things that certain people say. Listen to a fool, because you might gain wisdom from not acting like that. Gain wisdom from your loved ones. Gain wisdom from those that are wiser than you. Understand that you have a limitation to your personal wisdom, and you can always expand it and grow through more curiosity. Ask more questions. Yeah. So see, when you are curious about something, your mind expects and anticipates new ideas related to the subject. When the ideas come to you, that you will recognize them quicker. Without curiosity, the ideas may pass right in front of you and you miss them because your mind is not ready to receive them because you're not curious. You won't recognize new ideas because you don't have a thirst for new ideas. Let's refer back to that Bible verse again real quick. The heart of the prudent getteth knowledge. Oh, look at that. Remain curious. It's even biblical. Look at that. Point three. It opens up new worlds and possibilities. By being curious, you will be able to see new worlds and possibilities that are normal or normally not visible. Huh. You become more creative. You become stronger minded. This is great, guys. This is great, cool stuff. I love being curious, and I want to instill that mindset in my audience, instill that mindset in my community, and more microly, my future family that I would love to grow. Comment down below if you know what I'm talking about. Wink. Oh, my goodness. They are hidden behind the surface of normal life. New ideas, new concepts. Prepare to recognize them. Remain curious just beneath the surface and discover new worlds and possibilities. Like if you're challenged by something, if you are being blocked by writer's block, if you have a project that you need to implement but you can't figure out how, remain curious in other things and you'll probably filter into new solutions of that problem. Fourth point. It brings excitement into your life. Why do you want to remain stagnant? Why do you want to remain boring? No one wants that. No one that is boring and stagnant. And we all know somebody in our life that's stagnant and boring. They don't want to be like that. And you don't want to be around them. It's a real thing. If it brings excitement into your life. The lives of curious people are far from boring. They are neither dull nor routine. There are always new things that attract the curious person's attention. There are always new toys to play with, quote, toys. Instead of being bored, curious people have an adventurous life. Do you want to have a non-adventurous life? No, remain curious. knowing the importance of being curiosity, knowing why it's important to be curious, let's read on how to develop a curious mind. Because I'm not just going to preach about being curious and then you're not knowing how. Okay, keep an open mind. This is essential if you are to have a curious mind. Be open to learn, unlearn, and relearn. This is key. Some things you know and believe might be wrong, and you should be prepared to accept this possibility and change your mind. Now, once again, we're going to refer back to God and back to a belief system. When you know God and when you know Christ in your life, that's so much truth. You can stand on it for the rest of your life. Knowing that you're loved by the God that created the cosmos is the most beneficial thing that you can ever do. Once you can stand on that truth, there's nowhere that your mind and life can go. Everywhere. It can go anywhere. There's nothing that's holding you back then because you're loved by the God of the cosmos who created life. So if he's the God of creation, he's also the God of curiosity. Remain curious. Don't take things at face value. This is true. Remain to critically think your way through life. I have the problem of being mildly rebellious at times. I critically think to the point of insubordination, which is not that helpful when it comes to a structured workplace. Wink. But I do remain curious at all times because when you're told something, when you're told what to do, there's probably a better way to do it. Do what you're told, of course. But then later, at an appropriate time, suggest a better way to do what you just did. Point three in the knowing how to create a curious mind, ask questions relentlessly. Now, I say that in the sense of respectfully, appropriately, with tact. Don't bombard people with angry questions. No one wants that. Or don't be a snark and don't be snooty and don't be pretentious with your questions either. A sure way to dig deeper beneath the surface is asking questions. What is that? Why is it made that way? When was it made? Who made it? Who intended to have it? Where does it come from? How does it work? What, why, when, who, where, and how are the best friends of curious people? Are you curious about anything? You should be trying to remain curious about a lot of things. And some people's brains literally don't have the mental capacity to be curious about many things. But be at least curious about one thing or two things or three things. Try new foods. Oh, I can go on and on about that. I can go on and on about the lack of palate about the people that I'm around. And I'm not going to start lambasting the people in this area and whatever. And I bet, and I know that my palate is extremely large and I have trouble finding food that I don't like. But what I can't enjoy is people that are not willing to try new things. When we all know that our taste buds change every 7 years, you should be trying new things every 7 years. You should be trying old things every 7 years. I can go on and on. Wear a different kind of clothes. Wear a different kind of colors. Have different kind of conversations with those that don't believe the way you believe. Have conversations with people that like things that you don't like. If you don't like football, have conversations with a football coach, because that's all he does is love football. And you might love ballet, and he doesn't know anything about ballet. But maybe he wants to find a better way to put his daughter through education instead of, like, sports. Maybe he's like, wow, she would be a great ballerina. Wow, look at that. Point four. Don't label something as boring. Oh, Matt, didn't you just do that? I did, because I didn't read the fourth point yet. Wink. I remain curious. I also know that I'm going to be wrong, even in the moment. That's why the show is live. If you're listening to it recorded, I don't edit it. I just literally push play and stop. I trust myself not to curse. I trust myself to be entertaining. I trust myself to be dynamic and interesting and watchable and listenable. I know I speak fast, but I think fast. Listen fast. Be curious. Whenever you label something as boring, you close one or more doors to the possibilities of that subject matter. Curious people are unlikely to call something boring. Instead, they always see it as a door to an exciting new world. Even if they don't yet have time to explore it, they will leave the door open to be visible another time. So when I call people that don't want to be curious boring, because you don't want to be boring, I mean to also be curious enough to ask myself, why are they boring? Why are they so fastidious? Why can being non-curious lead to a lugubrious lifestyle? This milieu that they've created in their heart and mind by being so anti-curious bothers me to the point of resentment. So I need to get unresentful. I need to show more love to those that are boring. I need to show more love to those that are not curious. Why? Because there's a real reason why they're not curious, and I'm curious to know why. Guys, seriously, it's really important to remain curious. You live life better. You think better. You think clear. You have better days, because even a bad day is not boring. You could break your leg, your dog could die, and your car could blow up all in the same day. Well, that wasn't boring, was it? No, it wasn't. Remain curious on why all those things happened to you in that day. Whatever predicament you're in right now, go to God. Whatever predicament you're in right now, I know it could be super duper heavy. So direct message me. Comment down below. I love you. Why? Because God created you. He created me. And the only two rules in life are love God and love people. Okay? A lot of folk have trouble doing those two things, either one of those things or both of those things. I strive to be curious. I strive to have a big heart filled with love. And I want that to be spread to you. So if you find yourself in a daunted way, let me know. I want to pray for you. I want to help you. I want to help in any way I can. I'm just a man. I'm just a man of God. This is my ministry, the Matthew Rayburn Show. I love you. I love life. I want people to benefit from the lives they're living. I want to create a milieu of being in a continual state of betterment, and a milieu of concentrated love and curiosity and big, bold living life. That is what I'm talking about. So comment down below. Remain curious. Guys, I love you so much. I'm so thankful for you listening. I'm so thankful for you watching. Once again, I'm live on Facebook right now. I do it after church on Sundays in between the hours of noon and 3 p.m. Matt, you need a more specific time. Matt, I need to know when to watch. I know. I'm working on that. Just keep praying for the show. Keep praying for me. Keep praying for each other. Love God. Love people. Remain curious. Don't be stagnant with your mindset. Don't be stagnant with your diet. Don't be stagnant with your wares. Try a new color. Try a new hobby. I just did a puzzle. I'm going to glue it and frame it. Matt, are you really that proud of that puzzle? I am proud of the puzzle, and I'm also proud of it to the point where I need to decorate more in my kitchen, so I'm going to put it in my kitchen. Wink! It's a real thing. No, but seriously. So the situation in Ukraine is crazy. The milieu in Ukraine is intense. The milieu that is all surrounding Europe is pretty intense right now. Okay, guys. So pray for Europe, pray for Ukraine, pray for the end of Putin's reign, pray against those actions. That is bad news bears. And I mean to say that in the sense of the most intense way you could say bad news bears, because I know children will be watching this later and I don't want to curse. Plus I want good things to come out of my mouth, because I want you to hear good things, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. you know what? I feel inspired right now. It's always a good idea to read the Bible. Let's read that verse of the day one more time. Proverbs 18:15. The heart of the prudent getteth knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeketh knowledge. Guys, milieu, okay? National Dress Day, National White Chocolate Cheesecake Day. What a great day, okay? I'm not going to put on a dress, but I'm going to try to find some white chocolate cheesecake to eat. But I'm serious. I love life. I love you. God bless America. God bless you. We all need it. We all need it equally. Matthew Rayburn Show!